Harry Seldon remained unmoved. He waited for the babble to evaporate. Answer: to minimize the effects of that destruction. Question: and exactly what do you mean by that? Answer: the explanation is simple. The coming destruction of Trantor is not an event in itself, isolated in the scheme of human development. It will be the climax to an intricate drama which was begun centuries ago and which is accelerating in pace continuously. I refer, gentlemen, to the developing decline and fall of the Galactic Empire. The buzz now became a dull roar. The advocate, unheeded, was yelling, "You are openly declaring that..." and stopped because the cries of treason from the audience showed that the point had been made without any hammering. Slowly, the chief commissioner raised his gavel once and let it drop. The sound was that of a mellow gong. When the reverberations ceased, the gabble of the audience also did. The advocate took a deep breath. Question, theatrically: do you realize, Dr. Seldon, that you are speaking of an empire that has stood for 12,000 years through all the vicissitudes of the generations and which has behind it the good wishes and love of a quadrillion human beings? Answer: I am aware both of the present status and the past history of the empire. Without disrespect, I must claim a far better knowledge of it than any in this room.
And you predict its ruin?
It is a prediction which is made by mathematics. I pass no moral judgments. Personally, I regret the prospect. Even if the empire were admitted to be a bad thing, an admission I do not make, the state of anarchy which would follow its fall would be worse. It is that state of anarchy which my project is pledged to fight. The fall of empire, gentlemen, is a massive thing, however, and not easily fought. It is dictated by a rising bureaucracy, a receding initiative, a freezing of caste, a damming of curiosity, 100 other factors. It has been going on, as I have said, for centuries, and it is too majestic and massive a movement to stop. Is it not obvious to anyone that the empire is as strong as it ever was? The appearance of strength is all about you. It would seem to last forever. However, Mr. Advocate, the rotten tree trunk, until the very moment when the storm blast breaks it in two, has all the appearance of might it ever had. The storm blast whistles through the branches of the empire even now. Listen with the ears of psychohistory, and you will hear the creaking. Question, uncertainly: we are not here, Dr. Seldon, to listen. Answer, firmly: the empire will vanish, and all its good with it. Its accumulated knowledge will decay, and the order it has imposed will vanish. Interstellar wars will be endless. Interstellar trade will decay. Population will decline. Worlds will lose touch with the main body of the galaxy. And so matters will remain.